Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So you hopefully know what a hoarder is for what we're about to talk about. It's somebody that has such an emotional attachment to things that they have trouble throwing stuff away to the point where it becomes a problem. And somebody on The Wake Up Call thinks that they are struggling with this because of what's happening right now. Would that person like to identify themselves?
It's-a-me.
It's-a-me!
How is this surfacing in your life right now, Kevin?
So I'm moving back in with my mother, and we have to condense so many stuff down to... I didn't realize I had so much stuff to condense into one room.
Okay.
Why? It's the stuff that was in your room, right?
No, it was on the shelves in the garage and stuff. I didn't realize because I had forgotten about how much stuff I had on the shelves just in storage. And then when I was going through it, I was like, oh my God, I can see why I kept this. I remember this moment and stuff. And now the garage is half filled with my stuff and I need to figure out how to get rid of them or what to depart from.
Okay. Now that part's not hoarder. But are you having trouble getting rid of it?
A little bit. Like this, I have a dollar that you gave me when I first started as an intern that you signed.
What?
And I had laminated it. You said, you deserve this, - Gavin. This was when I first started and I was like a huge like listener and stuff. And I laminated that and it's been in my room for a while.
You still have that?
Yeah. So sweet.
That's nice.
See, this is why, because Kevin, I'm with you. I've recently moved in with D'Lo, and I had to...
D'Lo from ESPN and KSFM.
And I had to get rid of stuff.
It's so hard, though. You have emotional attachments and memories.
There's stuff that is so stupid that I've cried letting go of. Like a shirt.
Did that shirt mean something?
Has a memory attached to it.
I still have my black baby shirt that I cried in at preschool.
See, okay, but when you talk about, like, the dollar, right?
Uh-huh.
That is something that has so much, like, memory and significance,
sure.
Considering now he's a big boy professional broadcaster.
That's true.
How do you get rid of that?
I think a lot of people have hoarder tendencies, but they're not full hoarder. I've never watched, what's her name, Marie Kondo?
Oh, yeah, I never watched it. I've heard of her, but...
Where she's like, is it? I think it's Netflix, where she had a show where it was all about minimalizing your life. And I've heard a lot about the methods, and it seems like she's almost the other way, where she has no emotional connection to anything. Mm-hmm. To any object, at least.
But should you have emotional connections to objects?
I think you should. I think within reason, right? I mean,
but
Kevin...
But then how do you decide what is within reason?
Yeah. I think that's the hard part.
Right.
I actually grew up... My best friend's mom was a real hoarder, like what you saw on TV. Like, her house looked like that. So, like, I feel like that scared the hell out of me into... really never letting myself get that bad. Like, I can throw stuff away. Like, going through baby clothes and kid clothes as your kid ages, it's hard.
Oh, that's the one that gets me the most.
It's really hard
to do.
There's
some stuff I just, like, I know that on my deathbed, there will still be a bag of baby clothes, and I will have a memory for each one.
But, like, you know, my wife has called me a monster because of, like, how much I'm willing to get rid of.
But you're not willing to get rid of, like, your concert t-shirts.
I got rid of most of them.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. That's... I don't really have... I do have too many t-shirts, but they're not old, historic, emotional...
Oh, I didn't know that you got rid of those.
It's just a lot of, like, yeah, I should probably just liquidate a lot of this stuff. You know, and Kevin... If you, this is what I don't know what Marie Kondo does. Again, the minimalism.
She tells you to, like, okay, if it's something you haven't... I think if it's clothes, and if I'm wrong, text it and tell us. If it's clothes and you haven't worn it for a certain amount of time,
yeah,
then you're supposed to take it. You're supposed to thank it for the...
She's right, yeah.
And then you're supposed to let it go.
That's what you're supposed to do.
It's not that easy.
You don't have to do it with everything, but you should do it with most things.
I don't think it's gonna happen for me. I'm just gonna get some storage space or something.
Okay, boyfriend. Okay, so I still have a bunch of stuff in my old garage that I haven't even scratched the surface of going through. And I said, we have to get a storage unit.
Yeah, honestly, that's the simplest solution.
Wow. What are you gonna do with it when it's in a storage unit?
What are you gonna do? It's there.
Just know that. Is that what you want to do too? Just know
have it. Yeah, I want to know that it's there.
Well, every so often go, ooh, what did I have in here? And go down memory lane, like right now.
I want that.
It's so great going memory. I'm like crying and stuff. It's crazy.
I get it. You want to go in on a storage unit together?
I mean, I'm down.
Okay. It's going to be a matter of time before the two of you, Katie's going to be like, Kevin,
it's time to cry.
You got to get rid of some stuff.
No way. We're going to sit there together, crisscross applesauce, that roll-up door open. He'll hand me a picture. He'll show me his little black baby shirt. We'll cry.
Yeah.
I don't know if this will make you feel better, but somebody texted in, and I think if you're listening to this and you're like, yeah, I can agree with Katie and Kevin, this person texted, my house burned down. It's just stuff. Losing all of my stuff was one of the best things to ever happen. So,
well, then they said no spring cleaning. Which,
well, they did say that too.
I mean, I feel like I'd rather have all my stuff and still have to use.
Well, good luck, Kevin, with these hard decisions that you have.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Each year, KellyBlueBook.com ranks vehicles on the road for predicted future resale value. And for 2026, Toyota dominates the top of the list. 4Runner ranks number 3. The Tundra is number 2. And the Tacoma is number 1 overall again. The fact is, Toyota works hard on both ends of ownership. With special low APR financing rates available on Tacoma and Tundra right now at your local Toyota dealer. But also because you're getting trucks that are built to lead in affordability tomorrow. 4Runner, Tundra, and Tacoma are all expected to vastly outperform the average vehicle in resale value after 5 years of ownership, according to KBB, which can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. That kind of affordability is hard to find anywhere else. So stop by your local Toyota dealer or visit Toyota.com and start shopping today. Projected resale value information is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.